WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Balanced Stoic. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and today we're diving headfirst into something we all grapple with at some point. Self-doubt. That nagging voice in the back of your mind that whispers you can't do it, or you're not good enough. Ever felt like you were standing on the edge of a cliff, about to take a leap but held back by those creeping doubts? Yeah, me too. It's a universal struggle, but guess what? We don't have to let it control us. We're going to unpack some real strategies to overcome self-doubt and build unshakable confidence. Think of this as your personal toolbox for conquering those inner critics and stepping into the awesome person you already are. Now, here's the thing: confidence isn't about being arrogant or pretending you know everything. It's about believing in yourself, even when things get tough. It's about recognizing your strengths, embracing your imperfections, and knowing that you have the power to shape your own destiny. So, how do we actually build that kind of confidence? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can change the game for you. First up, know your worth. Seriously, write this one down. You're inherently valuable just by being you. Don't let anyone, including yourself, tell you otherwise. Recognize your unique talents, skills, and experiences. Think about the time you absolutely crushed it. Remember that feeling? That's the power of knowing your worth. Next up, challenge negative self-talk. You've got to become aware of those pesky thought patterns that hold you back. When you catch yourself thinking, I can't do this, or I'm not good enough, stop and ask yourself, is that really true? What evidence do I have to support that belief? Often, those negative thoughts are just distorted perceptions, not facts. Third, focus on your strengths. We all have things we're naturally good at. Identify yours and celebrate them. Spend time honing those skills and building on your existing talents. When you excel in areas that you enjoy, it boosts your confidence and makes you feel more capable overall. Fourth, step outside your comfort zone. I know this one can be scary, but trust me, growth happens when we push ourselves beyond our perceived limits. Start with small steps, try something new, say yes to an opportunity that feels a little intimidating, or simply talk to someone you wouldn't normally approach. Each time you challenge yourself, you build resilience and confidence in your ability to handle whatever comes your way. Finally, practice gratitude. When you focus on the good things in your life, it shifts your perspective and naturally boosts your mood. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a kind gesture from a stranger. Gratitude acts as an anchor, keeping you grounded and reminding you of all the reasons to feel confident and optimistic. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and that inner critic is going full throttle. You're going to mess this up. Everyone will think you're incompetent. But wait, you remember what we talked about today. You recognize your worth, challenge those negative thoughts, focus on your strengths like your awesome research skills. Step outside your comfort zone by volunteering for the presentation and practice gratitude for the opportunity to share your ideas. See the difference? You've armed yourself with the tools to conquer self-doubt and walk into the presentation with confidence. Remember, you've got this. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to overcome self-doubt and build unshakable confidence. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember, you're capable of amazing things. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest takeaway from today's episode in the comments below. What's one thing you're going to do this week to boost your confidence? Let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps others discover The Balanced Stoic and join us on this journey towards emotional mastery. Until next time, stay balanced, stay strong, and never stop believing in yourself.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.